News, I'm Ben Thomas. A batch of new documents made public today on Jeffrey Epstein, and they do reference President Trump. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Documents released by Democrats in the House Oversight Committee show Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2019 email to a journalist, Donald Trump knew about the girls. Epstein also wrote in 2011, he told Ghislaine Maxwell Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. At the White House, this is Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong.
Leavitt says Democrats are selectively leaking the emails to smear the president.
And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
President Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
House lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill and expected to vote this evening to end the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. A large majority of Democrats are expected to vote against the bill, and Representative Pramila Jayapal says there could be another shutdown in January if Republicans don't make concessions on Affordable Care Act subsidies.
I think it depends on these vulnerable House Republicans who are not going to be able to go back to their constituents without telling them that they've done something on health care.
Democrat Adelita Grijalva of Arizona is the newest member of the House. She was sworn into office today more than 7 weeks after she won a special election to fill the seat last held by her father. On Wall Street, the Dow gained more than 325 points to reach another record high, but drops in tech stocks weighed on the rest of the market. The S&P closed with a small gain and remains near its all-time high, but the Nasdaq fell, shedding 0.3%. This is AP News. How are people feeling about the president these days? Haya Panjwani has the latest findings.
A new AP NORC poll finds that U.S. adults are more unhappy with President Trump's government management. The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that U.S. adults' opinion on Trump's management of the federal government has dropped sharply since early in his second term. It highlights the risks posed by the government shutdown and his efforts to reshape the federal workforce. The poll was conducted after Democrats notched sweeping victories in this month's off-year elections, but before Congress took major steps to try to end the longest shutdown in U.S. history. The poll finds that Americans, particularly Republicans, are less likely to approve of the Republican president's management of the government than they were in March. Trump's overall approval rating has remained steady since October. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And the U.S. Mint struck its last penny today in Philadelphia. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.